Consumers need to know where meat dollars are going. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. I got a call the other day from my daughter who's on a restricted budget. She said, "Dad, I can't afford to buy meat, particularly beef." So she and many other consumers notice it every time they visit their local grocery store. Prices for meat, specifically beef, have increased quite a bit over the past couple of years, but where's the money going? Tom Sharp, president of the Oregon Cattlemen's Association, says consumers need to know those extra dollars they're paying are not making it into the pockets of ranchers.
Those profits have largely gone solely to the major beef packing companies that dominate box beef production here in the United States. So there's really four multinational companies that produce 83% of the total box beef for retail consumption here in the United States.
Sharp says that's why so many in the industry support federal or state legislation to increase the numbers of small to medium-sized packing plants. Another key issue facing the cattle industry is discussion of a return to MCOOL, or Mandatory Country of Origin Labeling. While struck down years ago by the World Trade Organization for being anti-competitive toward Canadian and Mexican productions, Sharp said consumers deserve some form of COOL so they understand from where their food comes. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has expressed his interest in a potential return of MCOOL. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.